All right, we go to part three of praying to reach our communities through our churches and the ministries in San Bernardino County. As we are seeking ways to minister to those beyond our church buildings, today we focus on furthering relationships with respect and boundaries, finding creative ways to become outward focused, partnering with existing community events to pray and share. Most people are afraid to do cold calls, talking to someone they've never met, because of the fear of rejection. But when we join with others to reach our community, we find greater courage and support. So let's pray for a we-centered approach to loving those around us. Father, we ask that we would become outward focused by working with fellow believers as you encouraged us to do and sent the disciples out in two by two, not alone. So we thank you for that model. We ask God that people, when we reach the community and go out there, that we keep in mind that we need to show respect and collaborate, work along with what they already know and do and have in common in terms of the events and things that they're doing. 1 Peter 2:17, respect everyone, love the family of believers, fear God, and respect the King. So help us to follow the rules, abide by the laws, do it with a reverential fear towards you so that we behave appropriately in front of people. We pray, God, that we would maintain appropriate boundaries and respect with all whom we engage, different cultures, different ways. So help us to be respectful of that and different ages and just people's personalities. We ask, God, that you would help us to collaborate with others who are passionate about something that we are as well. For example, exercising or gardening or feeding the homeless, that we would be intentionally looking for ways to connect with them. Father, we also ask that you would help us to turn to existing ministries with an outward focus. For example, you say in 1 Corinthians 3:7 through 9. It's not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What's important is that God, you make the seed grow. Help us to plant seeds. The one who plants, the one who waters works together with the same purpose, and both will be rewarded for their own hard work. For we are both God's workers and we are God's field. We are God's building. So Father, we pray that our church will, the groups that already exist that currently may have an inside focus in everything they're doing, that they would find a way to become involved with the community outside the church, like maybe the choir or the worship band sing at a nursing home, or the trustees could sponsor a neighborhood cleanup. Father, just pray that the people will get creative, that they would recruit and advertise beyond the church for help in advance and build relationship with those taking part in existing programs that already serve the community, like food pantries, and that they would reach out through community events. Acts 1:8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in the rest of the world. Father, we pray that our churches will be able to plan bridge events, things that would help people come, like giveaways for something that the community needs, that the church members would invite their friends and neighbors because it's more comfortable, and that the church people would attend community events with the intention to get to know them. Let us bridge this wall, Father, by getting out there with a we focus and an outward focus. In Jesus' name.